Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is going on, people? Welcome back to the Double MP, the Miles Mikulski podcast. It's your boy Miles here with you for the next however many minutes or so. And I want to say what a week it has been in the football world. We've seen the European Super League backfire terribly, causing protests all over the place across Europe. We've also seen in the internet hemisphere things going on with EDP 445 being cancelled, but we're not here for any of that. We are here to talk about the last 7 days in music. And again, this one is very much just a little pocket, small entry this week. I don't want to come with too much, but I wanted to talk about AJ Tracy's album. And I've got a cup of tea in my hand, so let me just quickly slurp the tea real quick as well. One second. I had to make the brew for this one. But yeah, just Flu Game came out last week, and you know, AJ Tracy's album, sophomore project after the first one, which was of the same name, AJ Tracy, came out in, I believe, 2019 and went down really well. You know what I mean? It was a very, very successful tape for AJ Tracy, really put him on the map as like a crossover mainstream now artist. And you know, like, it was just a very, very good look for AJ Tracy. But then going into this tape now, where, you know, I feel like it was a bit of a unexpected one, where he flung out the track list and said, yo, I'm dropping an album. I mean, the artwork and stuff looked cold, obviously him basketball themed, but you know, when it came down to, are people talking about this album, are people like enjoying it, are people really chatting about it, no one's really been talking about it from what I've seen. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I've been kind of surprised about that, because I've been thinking to myself, like, rah, you'd expect an AJ Tracy tape to have like a lot of people talking, but at the same time, I'm seeing no one engage, talk about this that much at all. And I was thinking to myself, like, yeah, there's got to be an explanation for this as well. And I kind of had deduced it by the time we got to, or by the time I'd finished it. Because if you break this down, right, it's 16 tracks, which is actually quite a lot. You've got big features on there with T-Pain, Kalani, Mostack, Mabel, Digga D. So you've got a nice mix between UK and US. But most of these tracks that were hot had already come out. So West 10 with Mabel was big last year. Massive track. Very successful track. You know what I mean? One that I appreciate a lot. Then on top of that, you've got Dinner Guest with Mostack, which also did well. But then that was also because of the Nightcrawler sample that they used on Dinner Guest. And it was like, Steel Bangles dropped a song with the same sample within like a week and a half of it. And this one was arguably the better tune. So, you know, that's why that one did well. But once you get past those songs and bringing it back with Digga D, which came out, but a lot of people actually thought Digga D's tape wasn't that great, there isn't that much left on this album. We had Anxious that came out, which was a new release, which, you know, dropped earlier on this year. And we had the song that he's tried to make into a single, Little More Love. But for me, Anxious didn't hit. And I was a bit like, not really feeling that one still. And obviously, they just done him and Big Zoo just did a noisy questionnaire of life where, Or comments below. I think it's comments, but somewhere, one of those type of things that they do on Noisy, innit? And a lot of people weren't really feeling Anxious too much. And Little More Love, for me, has not been memorable, has not clicked. Now, I'm recording this the weekend of the album dropping. Things are always, you know, due to change. But besides those songs, and for my favorite song of the tape is Ku Coach with Nav. And for a lot of people, if you don't know, I used to be very, very critical of Nav. But I would say go back to my What A Week a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, where I actually gave credit to Nav. Because I thought, like, not going to lie, Nav's been putting out songs and he's getting numbers to show that maybe he's not a bad artist after all. Do you know what I'm saying? But besides that, I was just thoroughly disappointed, man. Like, I say thoroughly, because the rest of these songs very much felt like just filler, like Cheerleaders, Draft Pick, Eurostep, Glocky, Top Dog, like a lot of these are basketball referenced songs. But in the UK, even though basketball is like a sport that people do follow, it's not as big as football. And at the same time, if we had a football themed album, it would probably sound a bit corny. And obviously going through like Eurostep, which is a move in basketball, it just didn't hit. It was just a bit like, nah, like what else can really be said and done here that hasn't been said and done in the first few kind of tunes? Even Kukoc with Nav is, I mean, it's a, like, he's talking about Phil Jackson, he's talking about, like, you know, Tony Kukoc was the guy who shot, like, it was basically a whole story with, like, Pippen got sulked on the bench because Phil Jackson gave Kukoc the last shot instead of him, and he felt disrespected and all that. But that's if you watch The Last Dance with, on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it felt very much like this album was just a reflection of that. Now, had this album come out around that same time, amazing. But by now, if you've watched The Last Dance, or the hype around the Netflix series or show is done. So coming out of this, it just seemed a bit out of place. And it was a bit like, yeah, it's not amazing. Do you know what I mean? And even for me, right, the Kalani song Coop is not bad. I'll give credit where credit's due. But the one where I thought I was the most excited about, to be fair, if I'm being real, from the songs that we hadn't heard and we'd got up to on that day, was the one with T-Pain, Summertime Shootout. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, yo, you got T-Pain on the record, you know, you got T-Pain. Like, T-Pain is arguably 20 years ago, maybe, yeah, because we'll be 29, maybe 15, 16 years ago, arguably T-Pain was one of the greatest hook masters in hip-hop or rap. Like, he used to shell hooks every single time. His album Three Rings, yeah, which came out, I believe, 2008, for the time of 2008, amazing. Some of them songs are still worth playing now. Buy You a Drink, I'm in Love with a Stripper, all these songs were hot. But T-Pain didn't really get a hook like that. T-Pain did a verse, and I was so surprised. I mean, that might have been a ploy, you know, trick everyone expects T-Pain to do the verse. But sometimes if T-Pain does a thing well, let man do it well, you know what I'm saying? Don't mess around. Like, what are you doing? And it was just that, it kind of, I was so disappointed when I heard that song that I haven't even really played it since. And that's the thing with AJ Tracy, the first album, which is called AJ Tracy, why I say it, like, there was a lot of replayability on that album. Even songs like Country Star, which weren't really like a major, they weren't like the main focus in it, they weren't really like the main thing, they were still hitting. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually searching like the songs I've got on my DJ software, like from AJ Tracy, to see like what I have that actually make, you know what I mean, like what I kept and what I enjoyed. So like, Doing It was a good song, Wifey Rhythm Free was not bad for the girls, Psych Out was a song that a lot of people liked, Necklace was a good song, had a good video concept to it, Ladbroke Grove was a massive song, you know what I mean, Butterflies was massive too. After that, AJ Tracy Deluxe, there wasn't really too much else on that. But this is what I'm saying, like, you see, the songs I listed out were massive. Don't get me wrong, off this tape he's had West 10, he's had Dinner Guest, but there hasn't been like a succession of like big songs that can really make people go, wow, like, this was amazing, this was like a sick album. And I was reading a few reviews on it, like a few reviews from people outside of the music industry, outside of people who really break down hip-hop and R&B and this kind of culture, and even they were giving it like 3 stars. Some stuff was filler, and I don't know if the album seemed rushed, but it definitely wasn't hitting for me as of this recording, because it might change, you know what I mean? It might be a very different vibe very, very soon. But it's just one of them ones, yeah, where like, yeah, it was just a bit of a disappointment. But I want to know, let me know what you guys think. I thought I'd just come with one topic, break it down a little bit. And let me even, before I kind of like slowly start to get to the end, I wanted to talk about his chart position, because people who might come back to me and say, oh, but Miles, what are you talking about? Like, he was on Jonathan Ross, he was on this, his album got to number 2 in the UK, which is the chart when it comes to this album that we care about. All again, amazing things. Like, obviously we've seen Stormzy on Jonathan Ross before. A lot of these rappers now, when they cross over, they're going to the Jonathan Rosses. Why? Because they'll have them, and it's a bit more of a different format. Like, I'm not saying I couldn't see Stormzy or AJ Tracy on like Graham Norton, but I feel like Jonathan Ross is a better fit for them. The difference is you can get as much promotion as you want. AJ Tracy is a name that people, when they see it, they're going to stream, because he's pretty much amongst a certain age group and a certain fan base, a household name. So I'm saying, but when it comes to looking at the second and third week numbers and seeing what this album does, how well is it going to do? Is it going to stay number two? Because London Grammar got to number one, and they're a bigger, arguably a bigger act. That's why that went to number one. So it's going to be interesting to see what these numbers do. Because even if I go to the actual, why did I close the link? That's so dumb. I actually closed the link. I was looking at the chart in the first place. But if I go to like the singles chart, yeah, and it's been a week now. So if I scroll through and look at AJ Tracy, yeah, and look at the first single, which would have been something new that broke through, Little More Love is 29. Yeah, that's quite low, because obviously you say low instead of high. That's quite low for a single that's been pushed. We'll see if that rises. But after that, you know, we're looking at way beyond, if I'm missing something. But I know Anxious is a re-entry at 68. No one in the UK cares after 40. It's not like America where you're looking at the top 100. Of course, if you're an up-and-coming artist and you're gassed, you're going to be looking at a top, like, rah, my song going to the top 100. I'm sick. But someone of AJ Tracy's stature, it'll be interesting to see what happens, how they bounce back for week two, or get some interest into the record. Because like I said, just because you're on these things and you're getting these numbers, it's more sometimes with albums about what happens after. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what is gonna, you know, spur people to keep listening to the album and keep it there? Do you know what I mean? But that's my thoughts about AJ Tracy's album Flu Game. I can't lie, it was a bit of disappointment. I'm sure he might not ever listen to this, he might not ever care, but this is my thoughts and opinions. And I feel like sometimes people get a bit worried to say stuff and really voice their opinions on matters where they should be entitled to say what they think. You know what I'm saying? So of course, let me know on socials what you think about this whole matter, this whole debacle, you know what I mean? AJ Tracy's sophomore album, Flu Game. One thing I will say before I sign out as well is that sophomore albums are notoriously always bad. They're not always great. It's not very often you'll see someone have an amazing first album and then have a great, even better second album. Usually the second album's a bit of a fall off. They reevaluate themselves and they come back stronger. So for me, long term now, going away from Flu Game, I'm going to be one, looking at some of these chart numbers and seeing how well this album sits. Little More Love, is that song going to keep rising up the chart, or is that going to fall off? And three, what is AJ Tracy going to do now that he's dropped that album? Is he going to come out and do something on a madness, or is he going to just play it cool? Do you know what I mean? Is he going to jump on bare features, or is he going to go away for a bit? Because if I was him, I'd go away for a bit, maybe drop another video, but I'd be jumping on the feature game and keeping the name hot. Because this album for me, if I was giving it a rating out of 10, I'm probably looking at a 5. I mean, if we're looking at, and I'm looking at, if I was to include the songs that had already come out, like West 10 being massive, which West 10 was almost a rework of Labrador Grove in a sense, I'd probably give it a 6 or a 7. But for the songs that we heard on last Friday, it's a 5 out of 10. And that's me. What do you guys think? Let me know on my socials, at Miles Mikulski. Get at me, get in touch. What did you think about AJ Tracy's new album? I thought I'd go for an in-depth topic this week. Next week, we'll see what happens. But it's been a week. It's been a mad week outside of music. Like I said, the Super League, the whole EDP 445 situation. There's been bare stuff going on extracurricular, but we are here to talk about the music. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next week for another episode of What a Week on the Miles Mikulski podcast. I'm definitely looking at bringing some more guests through as well, so do not worry about that. And yeah, I'll see you guys soon. In a bit. Stay safe. Peace.